sports.net. Well, the Stevenson Mustangs are stuck in a rut right now. The team lost to the Lycoming Warriors 76-74 on Senior Day. Before the game, Colby Giacobino and Justin Kuntz were recognized for their accomplishments over the past 2 years, as both transfer students have meant so much to the program. And Christian Roberts was recognized for getting 1,000 points in his career back in the Hood game. But the Mustangs could not have that goodwill translate to the game, it seemed. To be fair, the team played brilliantly against Lycoming for most of the game. The Mustangs were down by 10, came back to take a 72-66 lead, but couldn't hold on in the final stretches in the final 34 seconds. The key call, a three-pointer made by Lycoming's Patrick Dewar, and then a foul after the shot, which awarded two foul shots to Dewar. He made both of them to trim the lead to 72-71. Colby Giacobino added two free throws to make it 74-71 Stevenson. Isaac Bodden of Lycoming drained a three to tie, and then a critical turnover on an inbounds play for Stevenson gave it back to Lycoming. And then multiple chances to score for Lycoming in the final seconds ended in a game-winning layup at the buzzer by Nicholas King that needed to be reviewed several times to see that it went in on time. A heartbreaking loss. The Mustangs fell to 16-8 on the season, 9-6 in the conference. They are in a four-way tie for second place, but are currently seated fourth after the tiebreakers. Meanwhile, the Lebanon Valley Dutchmen are licking their chops after getting drubbed by the Alvernia Crusaders 88-56 on Tuesday night. No matter how you slice it, the Dutchmen got beat by a hot Crusaders team. They led wire to wire. They shot 60% from the field for the game and made 15 three-pointers in the game. Kevin Agnew, who is a scoring machine for the Dutchmen, only scored a modest 12 points. The Dutchmen fell to 12-12 overall, 6-9 in the Commonwealth Conference, tied for sixth place. They have been eliminated from postseason tournament play, but have a chance to make it to the ECACs or be ECAC eligible with a win today. In the first meeting between these two teams this season, the Mustangs beat the Lebanon Valley Dutchmen on January 22nd, 69-62 at Owings Mills Gymnasium. There's always something special about this Mustangs team when the scoring is spread around, and in that game, it was just that. All nine Mustangs scored. Eric Fisher and Justin Kuntz led the way with 11 points in the meeting, and Ryan Hill had a season-high 8 points. Kevin Agnew scored 28 and Andy Orr 17 for the Dutchmen, but they didn't get much help from anyone else in the scoring department. Julian Davis hit a three, sending Stevenson to the locker room up 12 at the half. The Dutchman would nibble, but Christian Roberts hit a three to preserve the double-digit lead. The lead ballooned to 19, and despite the Mustangs going on a scoring drought and the Dutchman creeping within eight, Eric Fisher hit a jumper to seal it. Well, for the Mustangs now, it's time to get back on the right track. They know they're playing postseason basketball, but they have not played well in the stretches of the game that are important in the second half. Similar problems that plagued the team last month. A win here can set them up for a bye on Monday, or at least a home game, or maybe even a home game on Wednesday. A loss increases their chances of hitting the road and playing on Monday night. Meanwhile, the Dutchmen are fighting for postseason eligibility. A win could put them over 500 for the season. When we return, we'll take a look at our tale of the tape and players to watch. It's game number 25 and the final game of the regular season between the Stevenson Mustangs and the Lebanon Valley Dutchmen. Tip-off is coming up in just a few minutes. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got me down to ride out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the front of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just want the fun of it. Just want the thrill of it. Just want the love of it. Just want the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pre-Game Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Lebanon Valley College in Annville, Pennsylvania. Rob Dawson on hand here as we get you set for men's basketball as the Stephenson Mustangs take on the Lebanon Valley College Dutchmen. We are here at Senior Day here at Lebanon Valley, so that is why the extra pause here as the senior class is getting recognized here. We will start telling you about the tale of the tape between these two teams until the national anthem, then we'll break and we'll continue on with the rest of the pregame show. When you take a look at these two teams here between the two, you take a look at the fact that with the offense here for Stephenson and Lebanon Valley, very big part of both teams. Stephenson averaging about 73 points a game. Lebanon Valley around 70 points a game. Stephenson field goal percentage up to 49% on the year. Both teams shoot the three ball pretty well, both around 35%. Lebanon Valley, one of the top free throw shooting teams in the country and definitely in the tops of the conference at 78%. Stephenson at around 66% from the free throw line. The difference a little bit is in the defense. Lebanon Valley does give up quite a number of points per game at 70. Stephenson averages about 68 points allowed. Both give up a similar shooting percentage from the field, and Lebanon Valley does give up quite a number of threes at around 33%, and Stephenson gives up about 31% from the three-point line. They've given the teams an additional 4.5 minutes to warm up here, so that gives us more time to chat. And of course, with the tail of the tape here, Stephenson with the rebounds as a team, they have 36 versus 33 for Lebanon Valley. The assist total pretty much identical at 13 a game. Turnover, Stephenson commits more than Lebanon Valley. Lebanon Valley, very few turnovers at 14 a game. Stephenson averages about 16 a game. The overtime record, Stephenson 2-1 in overtime games. Lebanon Valley has yet to play an overtime game this year. We take a look at our players to watch, and player to watch for Stephenson is Justin Koontz. It looks like one of these days he's really going to explode. He came on the team on January 10th. He has been edging and getting better every game. Of course, he was one of the main players last year, but only played since January 10th this year. Last game, he got 16 points and 12 rebounds. He's now up to averaging 22 minutes a game, and he is one of the leading scorers against Lebanon Valley in the first meeting between the teams with 11 points. Koontz is now averaging about 9 points a game. He's shooting 58% from the field, average of about 7 rebounds a game. So Justin Koontz is our player to watch for Stephenson. And of course, you can't go far without saying that Kevin Agnew is the player to watch for Lebanon Valley. He's had tremendous success against Stephenson for the past couple of years now. Kevin Agnew averaging 23 points a game, averaging 42% from the field and 4 assists a game. He's an 84% free throw shooter. If there's a shot to be shot, Kevin Agnew is going to make it pretty much. Got 12 points in the last game, though. A very modest 12 points for him in the game against Alvernia. 28 points in the first meeting against Stephenson. This season, he achieved a career high of 42 in a game, and he got 19 free throws made in a game this season as well. One of the few Division III players to get 19 free throws makes in a game. So a tremendous athlete is Kevin Agnew. He was honored with 3 other seniors today, and here's our player to watch for Lebanon Valley. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Commonwealth Conference standings. We will also have you with frequent updates on what's going on, especially with Arcadia and Hood and Alvernia. Those are the 3 teams that are tied with Stephenson for tied for 2nd in the Commonwealth Conference. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
And the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here as we are slowly getting ready for men's basketball here. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance with Senior Day here in Lebanon Valley. So now we're finally getting to around the tip of the game here with the starting lineups and the national anthem introduction between the teams, between Stevenson and Lebanon Valley. And since they are now about to announce the national anthem, we are going to get set to take our final break of the pregame. When we come back, we will give you the starting lineups and we'll tell you what's going on in the conference. That is coming up next here from Sorrentino Gymnasium in Annville, Pennsylvania. As the crowd rises to its feet, we'll take a break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFM Sports. Our country and our armed forces with the playing of our national anthem.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up, switch up, switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up. Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream.
And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back here to Annville, Pennsylvania, in the campus of Lebanon Valley College as we get set for the final game of the regular season between the Stevenson Mustangs and the Lebanon Valley Dutchmen. Real quick, we'll let you know that Stevenson is in a four-way tie with Arcadia, Hood, and Alvernia for spots 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. And right now, Stevenson is ranked fourth. They're seeded fourth if the tournament started today. Of course, if Stevenson gets a win, that would help tremendously in terms of the seeding possibilities for the Mustangs here today. Stevenson Mustangs starting lineup is being introduced right now, and we will get that to you. And starting for the Mustangs, at guard, number one, Christian Roberts. At forward, 6'5 junior, number 4, Sean Farr. At forward, a 6'5 junior, number 15, Eric Fisher. At forward, a 6'7 senior, number 0, Justin Koontz. And at guard, a 6' junior, number 11, Chris Day. That's your starting lineup for Stevenson. Stevenson is in the road black uniforms. They have white numbers, the white, green, and black design down the side of the jersey and the shorts. Green trim on the jersey, and they have Stevenson in the front with the white numbers as well. Lebanon Valley's starting lineups are getting introduced right now between the teams. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 15, Kevin Agnew. At forward, a 6'3 senior from number 24 is Luke Bergeson. At forward, a 6'6 junior, number 55, Matt McGonigal. At forward, to 6'7", senior, number 45, Nick Pappas. And at guard to 6'7", freshman, number 22, Andy Orr. Some extra different faces in the starting lineup for Lebanon Valley at a senior day. So some of the seniors getting recognized here. McGonigal, actually a senior, not a junior, as I missaid that. But, of course, Lebanon Valley in the home white uniforms with the blue and white design around the shoulders and down the side of the jersey and the shorts. They have blue trim. They have blue Lebanon Valley across the front. Blue numbers with blue outline on the front and the back. And that is your starting lineup for Lebanon Valley. So it will be Stevenson moving from right to left to start the game. It will be Justin Kuntz at center court, and he will be jumping up against Andy Orr. And we are underway here from Anvil, Pennsylvania. Kuntz and Orr tipping. Kuntz tips it right to Christian Roberts. And the Stevenson Mustangs have possession. Hood has won today, actually, so they are 10-6. And Mustangs lose that tiebreaker. So, of course, Hood played earlier today as Kuntz travels. They upped the games in Frederick, Maryland to the morning and the midday time frame because of the impending weather in Frederick, Maryland. So a quick turnover for the Mustangs. So now Lebanon Valley has control as we are underway with the tip getting about 3:30. So Orr passes off to Bergeson. At the arc, now up to the top is Andy Orr. Orr kicks out to Bergeson, now up to Pappas. Actually, McGonigal, rather. Now Agnew's got it at the top of the arc. 10 on the shot clock. Agnew dribbling. Foul line jumper is no good. Rebound by Eric Fisher. So 19-10, left to go in the first half. We're scoreless. Now here's Roberts across half court. Roberts now at the top of the arc, sets up the offense. Finds Davis, Chris Day, rather. Now Fisher in the corner. Fisher, cross-court pass to Roberts. 18:56 left to go. Now here is Day. Back to Fisher. Fisher steps back for a three. It's good. And Stevenson's on the board first. 3-0. Fisher gets the opening points here in the game. 18:44 left to go in the first half. 3-0 Stevenson. Now Kevin Agnew across half court. Bounce pass inside to Pappas. Pappas cross court to Bergeson. Bergeson kicks out to Orr. Orr steps up for a three. It is no good. Rebound by Eric Fisher. 18.5 minutes left to go. Stevenson up 3-0. Here's Farr over to Roberts. Roberts on the foul line jumper. Passes off to Day. A three. Good as he was hit. And he falls down. No call, but it's good, and it's 6-0 Stevenson. 18:14 left to go in the first half. Now here's Agnew across half court. Agnew pass off inside to Pappas. No look pass to Orr. Orr over to Bergeson. Bergeson tried to feed it inside, and now we got a loose ball out of bounds. So 18:03 left to go. 21 left on the shot clock. So now Bergeson inbounding it to Agnew. Agnew will set it up the offense. Agnew dribbling over towards the near side of the arc. Agnew and kickball goes out of bounds, and it will be a kickball on Fisher. So 17:54 left to go in the first half. 6-0 Stevenson, and Bergeson again will inbound to Orr, to Agnew. And Agnew gets a screen for Moore, and now we got a foul on the perimeter, and the foul is going to be on Chris Day. So that is the first foul of the game, first team foul for Stevenson, and now the Dutchman will inbound right in front of the Stevenson bench. 17:48 left to go, 35 seconds, fresh new on the shot clock, and Stevenson's up 6-0. Here's Agnew. On the far wing, being guarded closely by Day. Inside to Pappas. Pappas posting up. Fade away. Hook is good. 6-2. Stevenson up by 4. So now here is Christian Roberts for Stevenson again. So now pass up to Fisher. Fisher in the corner. Now Fisher pass up to the top of the arc to Roberts. To Day. Now to Farr in the corner. Farr cross-court pass to Roberts. And now Roberts pass to Fisher along three. Good! And Stevenson is up 9-2 on 3 3-point field goals. So 17 minutes left to go. Stevenson has a 7-point lead. So now back the other way. Here's Agnew in the half court. Agnew pass up to Andy Orr at the top of the arc. Orr almost loses the dribble. Now does. Orr able to recover. Passes to Agnew for a three. No good. Loose ball. Rebound. Tapped out of bounds. It will remain Lebanon Valley ball. So new 35 on the shot clock. And now here is Agnew inbounding it to Orr. Now to Bergeson. Bounce pass inside to Orr. Orr facing a double team. Shot is short. Loose ball out of bounds. It will remain Lebanon Valley ball. Failed rebound for the Mustangs. So Travis Conrad comes into the game for Matt McGonigal, who gets a warm applause as one of the seniors being recognized today. Agnew passing off to Pappas. Pappas setting a screen, and now here's Agnew. Shot is good. So 9-4, our score. They off to Roberts. And Roberts at the top of the arc. Passing off to Day. Driving. Shot no good. But now going to the line will be Chris Day. Foul is on Luke Bergeson. So 9-4 our score, and now here is Day to the free throw line. A 63% free throw shooter. First one on the way, no good. So Chris Day started 19 games this year. This is start number 20 for him. Second one along the way is good. And 10-4 our score. Chris Day averages about 4 points a game, 46% shooter. Now the Mustangs up by six. Now here is Orr passing up to Pappas at the top of the arc. Pappas finds Bergeson inside to Orr. Orr facing a double team. Now kicks up to Pappas at the top of the arc. Now to Bergeson in the corner. Bergeson drives, meets a double team, tries to hand it off to Orr, and it's going to be deflection. Is going to be off Stevenson, so it'll be Dutchman ball. 15:50 left to go in the first half. 10-4. Stevenson up by six. Now here is Agnew passing off to Orr. Now to Conrad with eight on the shot clock. Conrad tried to feed it inside to Orr, and Orr struggling with it, and now Roberts grab it for it. Orr kicks out to Conrad for an open three as the shot clock was expiring, and it's good. 10-7. Mustangs up by three. Now here's Roberts pass to Farr. Kuntz at the top of the arc now finds Roberts. Roberts trying to feed Fisher along the baseline. Fisher bodying up. Hook shot no good. Rebound by Conrad. Now here come the Dutchman back the other way. Dutchman crossing half court. Dutchman at the top of the arc for three. Short. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Here's Day. Off to Roberts. Roberts leading the charge one-on-one. Roberts bounce pass to Day. No look pass to Farr. Nice pass over to Fisher now. Fisher rushing to get it. Fisher corrals it. Tries to throw it inside, and that's a bad pass, and that's stolen away. Now here come the Dutchman back the other way. Here's Agnew. Shot blocked by Kuntz. And now rushing in for Pappas. And now we got a foul on Pappas coming from the Mustangs. So let's see the foul. It's going to be on Eric Fisher. And that is the second team foul. 14:52 left to go. That is the first personal for Fisher. So now here is Pappas. Cross court, and the pass is telegraphed and stolen by Chris Day. It goes out of bounds. So Day battling for it. Loose ball out of bounds, and it will remain Lebanon Valley ball. 14:45 left to go. They will inbound on the other side of half court. Conrad to Agnew, who brings the ball up. 14:40 left to go. Agnew over to Bergeson. Bergeson looking for help, now finds Orr at the top of the arc. Now over to Agnew on the far side. Agnew on the far wing, looking for Conrad. Conrad picks up his dribble, kicks out to Agnew. Agnew at the top of the arc. Agnew drives. Shot is no good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Here's Farr. Farr dribbling it up the court. Farr, no look pass to Day, to Roberts for three. Is good. Christian Roberts makes it 13-7. Roberts a 1,000-point score. Now in Stevenson history as a junior, knocks down a three from the corner. It's 13-7. Now here's Orr trying to feed it inside. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Now passes out to Pappas. Now to Conrad on the near side. Conrad dribbles, and we got a foul on the floor. And the foul is going to go against Christian Roberts. Christian Roberts. First personal for him. Substitution coming on for Lebanon Valley. Kyler Burke into the game for Nick Pappas. And now Ryan Hill into the game as well. And now Colby Jacobino into the game. So 13:54 left to go, 13-7. Stevenson up by six. So now here is Agnew. Inside to Bergeson. Bergeson meeting a double team. Bergeson fades away somehow and lays it up and in. 13-9. That was an awkward-looking shot that went in. And now here is Christian Roberts. Over to Colby Jacobino. Now over to Roberts at the top of the arc. Over to Farr. Farr. Using a pick from Hill. Farr uses the baseline over to Roberts. Roberts over to Farr. Back to Roberts. Roberts drives. Kicks out to Farr. Farr meets a double team. Hook shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by the Dutchman. Conrad gets the rebound. Now here is Agnew. Agnew passes off to Orr. Orr trying to battle his way through. And now we got a foul, and it's going to be a block on the perimeter. So foul is going to go against Ryan Hill with the foul. So that's his first. Stevenson racking up the fouls now. They got four team fouls in the game thus far. Julian Davis is going to come into the game. Davis comes in for Sean Farr. And now the Dutchman will inbound on underneath the basket that they're shooting at. Now the officials want to have a discussion between two. They're saying Travis Conrad and Colby Jacobino were shaking it up. Official trying to go over there. Be a little bit of a peacemaker between Jacobino and Conrad on the inbound attempt. Here's Agnew to Bergeson. Back to Agnew. Agnew dribbles. Shot no good. But Agnew's going to go to the line. So now, so Julian Davis comes in, commits a foul within the first few seconds that he's in, and now Agnew at the free throw line. So now there's five team fouls. Agnew to the line, shooting two. First one on the way is good. Hits the front end and in. Agnew, an 84% free throw shooter. Makes it 13-10. So now Agnew again with another free throw. Is good. 13-11 our score. And now the Mustangs up by two. 13-08 left to go in the first half. Here's Roberts across half court. Passes off to Davis along the perimeter. Back to Hill at the top of the arc. Now finds Roberts inside to Fisher. Fisher meets a double team. Bounce pass to Davis. Shot on the way. No good. Halfway down. Loose ball picked up by Fisher, who lays it up and in off the glass. And we are tied. Oh, no. My mistake. 15-11 our score. Stevenson up by four. So 12:44 left to go in the first half. So now here is Agnew passing off to Conrad. Conrad looking for help. Agnew's in trouble, can't get help. Now Agnew comes over to the other side, grabs it. Now Agnew on Roberts. Agnew drives, somehow lays it up and in. Didn't even need the glass to help out. 15-13. 12:22 left to go in the first half. Jacobino to Roberts, to Fisher in the corner. And now Fisher cross court to Jacobino. Jacobino thought about a three, now drives, and he is able to draw a blocking foul. Coming into the game is Ricky Bug. He's 6'2 freshman guard who's been getting more minutes for the Dutchman. Kuntz comes into the game. Fisher comes out. Eric Fisher leads the scoring for Stevenson with 8 points thus far in the game. Jacobino along the near wing. Passes in to Justin Kuntz, who's back in. Kuntz one-on-one with Burke. Kuntz battling, driving, lays it up and in. What a move by Justin Kuntz. Makes it 17-13. And Kuntz is on the board with two. 11:55 left to go in the first half. 17-13. Mustangs up by four. Now into the game is Will Bakanfuso. Passes off to the top of the arc to Burke. Now to Agnew. Agnew weaving his way through, kicks out to Burke. Burke uses the baseline. Burke in trouble, meets a double team, kicks out to Agnew. Agnew, fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound by Bakanfuso. Kicks it back out to Agnew. Agnew almost traveled with it. Pass inside to Bug. Lays it up. No good. Rebound by Kuntz. And now here comes Davis. Davis across half court. Davis over to Roberts. Roberts tries to feed it inside to Hill. Hill battling, spinning, and he is fouled on the way up. And he will go to the line. Ryan Hill, 8 points in the last matchup against Lebanon Valley, making his presence known, getting to the foul line early here in the first half. So now Andy Orr and Chris Day scheduled to check in. And now to the line is Ryan Hill, who sinks the first one. And that is quickly two fouls on Ricky Bug. And he's going to go to the line. He wasn't in the game that long and committed two fouls for Lebanon Valley. So Hill sinks the first free throw. Hill, a 71% free throw shooter. Second one on the way, no good. So he makes one of two. And now here come the Dutchmen. 11-11 left to go in the first half. 18-13. Stevenson up by five. So now here is Burke passing off to Conrad. And over right in front of the Stevenson bench. Now pass into the interior to Orr. Kicks out to Conrad. A three is good. And it's 18-16. 10:50 left to go in the first half. So now here is Colby Giacomeno passing up to Julian Davis. Now Kuntz has got it at the foul line. Kicks out to Day. Now to Davis. Davis in the corner. Davis, hesitation. Now drives. Set shot. No good. Rebound taken away by the Dutchman. 10:33 left to go in the first half. 18-16 Stevenson. Agnew hesitates. Drives and he's blocked. But no, they call a foul down underneath. So Agnew is going to go to the line. They're going to call the foul on Justin Kuntz. That is the 16th foul for the Mustangs already. We still got 10:29 left to go in the first half. So Kuntz picks up his first. Agnew is going to go to the free throw line. And here is the first one. It is up and good. So 18-17, 10:29 left to go in the first half. Agnew now has 7 points. And he goes to the line for one more. Free throw along the way is good. 18-18. We are tied up here in the first half. Lebanon Valley has gone on a quick 5-0 run. So now here is Davis. Day to Davis to Giacomeno. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Lebanon Valley Dutchman. 10:14 left to go in the first half. So now here is Bakanfuso. And now over to the top of the arc. Now Bakanfuso tries to dribble inside. Kicks out to Burke. Foul line jumper. Elbow no good. Rebound by Orr. Spinning. Shot no good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. It's Julian Davis. All the way up to Colby Giacomeno. Giacomeno shot is no good. Rebound taken away for second by Orr and then stolen away by Day. Now Giacomeno on the far arc. 9:40 left to go. 18-18 our score. So now Davis, Day to Davis, back to Day, cross court. 20 left on the shot clock. Davis inside to Hill, almost wasn't ready for it. Hill at the elbow jumper. Hill puts the ball on the floor, kicks out to Day. Day, bad pass to Kuntz, but then stolen away back by Hill. 7 on the shot clock. Now with 5 on the shot clock, Day to Giacomeno, who drives, lays it up. No good. Rebound picked up by the Dutchman. 9:10 left to go in the first half. We are tied at 18. So now here is Agnew. Agnew right in front of the Stevenson bench. Agnew spinning his way through. Elbow jumper's good. And now the Mustangs are trailing 20-18. Agnew's got 10. 8:50 left to go in the first half. Giacomeno has the ball, and then it's stolen away. Dutchman grab it. Burke. Now to Bakanfuso. Now pass up to Kevin Agnew. And the Dutchman reset. Agnew using a screen. Shot is no good. Rebound by Hill. So now Hill bounce pass up to Julian Davis. Davis kicks out to Day. Foul line jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by the Dutchman. 8:19 left to go in the first half. It is 20-18 Lebanon Valley. Here's Agnew. Pass to Bakanfuso. Over to Orr at the top of the arc. Orr over to Agnew. Driving. Shot is good. And it's 22-18. Dutchman up by four. So now here is Davis. Pass up to Day. Now back to Davis, and the Mustangs will reset the offense. Day over to Giacomino. Giacomino over to Kuntz. Kuntz thought about a three. Now kicks up to Day. Day over to Davis now with 13 on the shot clock. Hill sending a screen. Davis, crossover dribble, trying to shake the defender. Kicks out to Giacomino. Giacomino spinning, driving, shot is good. Rattles in for Colby Giacomino. 22-20, Lebanon Valley. And now we got a timeout called by Coach Brad McAllister. It will be a 30-second timeout. So Lebanon Valley takes a 30-second timeout. 7:25 left to go in the first half. Lebanon Valley 22, Stevenson 20. Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. Stevenson Financial Aid Office reminds you that the March 1st deadline to submit your free application for federal student aid for the 2015-16 year is quickly approaching. Let the funds begin. Visit FAFSA.ed.gov for more details. So 7:25 left to go in the first half. 22-20. Our score, Lebanon Valley in front by two. So Conrad inbounds to Agnew after the timeout. Oh, Agnew crosses half court, pass to Bacanfuso, now to Pappas, to Conrad, back to Pappas inside, Pappas on Kuntz, Pappas nowhere to go, Pappas in trouble, hands off to Zach Morozek, who's coming to the game. Morozek, pass inside to Pappas, Pappas meeting a double team, kicks out to Bacanfuso, Bacanfuso spinning, kicks out to Morozek, who drives, layup is no good, and we got a blocking foul underneath. No, actually, they call it offensive. Nope, they are going to call it offensive. So an offensive foul on Morozek. Says the first foul for him, and that is the fourth team foul. 6:50 left to go in the first half. 22-20 Dutchman. Now here's Farr to Fisher. Now back to Kuntz. Kuntz, foul line jumper is good. On the elbow, smoothest silk for Justin Kuntz. And we're tied at 22. 6:35 left to go. So now here is Agnew. Using a screen, fadeaway three, no good, rebound by Farr. Farr all the way up to Roberts. Roberts able to handle it, but too far underneath the glass. Laid it up at the bottom of the hoop, and now the Dutchman take it back. Here's Agnew, pass up to Conrad. Conrad foul line jumper is no good, rebound by Farr. And now Sean Farr pushing the ball at the floor. 6:07 left to go, we're tied at 22. Farr spinning his way through, kicks out to Day, and he traveled with it. So traveling call, 6:04 left to go in the first half. We are tied at 22. So now 6 minutes left. So now here is Agnew crossing half court. Agnew now over to Morozek. Morozek in the corner, drives, reverse layup, no good. Rebound by Kuntz. Now here's Farr. Farr crossing half court. Farr over to Kuntz in the corner with 27 left on the shot clock. Kuntz, a three. Oh, it's good. Justin Kuntz with a three. The 6-7 forward makes it 25-22. Mustangs up by three. 5:27 left to go in the first half. So now here's Agnew passing to Conrad. Getting a screen from Pappas and almost a kick ball. Kuntz is diving for it and he's out of bounds. So it will be Lebanon Valley ball. 5:20 left to go in the first half and the Mustangs up by three. So now it's Conrad passing to Agnew. 17 on the shot clock. Agnew right in front of the Stevenson bench. Agnew using a screen from Bacanfuso. Lost the handle. Now we got a foul at the end of the play. So the foul is going to be Stevenson. It will be on Justin Kuntz. That is his second foul. So 5:11 left to go in the first half. Trouble time from the foul standpoint for Kuntz, who has picked up foul number two. And now Agnew is going to go to the line again. 17 fouls. This is a one-and-one opportunity. Front end is good by Agnew. makes it 25-23. Kevin Agnew of 5-for-5 from the line here today. He has 13 points. So now, here is Agnew again. Free throw on the way is good. And it's 25-24. So 5:11 left to go, 25-24. And now Stephenson is going to call a 30-second timeout. And Gary Stewart's out to talk with the official about the call underneath on the perimeter. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here. 5:11 left to go in the first half. Stephenson 25, Lebanon Valley 24. When the Mustangs hit the road this season, take the games with you. Listen live online and on your mobile device on SFM Sports Channel 1. Get the TuneIn app and stream Mustangs basketball live on your phone. You can also visit sfmsports.net and click College Sports and select the Mustangs Sports Network to get Stephenson Athletics broadcast. 5:11 left to go in the first half, 25-24. Stephenson up by one. So now it will be an inbound coming. Chris Day will inbound the length of the court. 5:11 left to go, and now Chris Day will bring the ball up. Day, no look pass too far. Now to Roberts. And now Roberts takes a three, no good. Loose ball, rebound picked up by Zach Morozic. He's off and running. Morozic quickly up the court, no look pass to Bergeson. To Conrad, top of the arc, three. Yes, rattles in. Hit the back iron, front iron, and through. And Dutchman are up by two again, 27-25. Now here's Roberts, passes off to Day. And now Day sets up the offense. Day too far, inside to Fisher. And Fisher, now battling, lays it up and in. He's got 10 points. And now he has double figures in 22 of 25 games this season. He had a streak going of 21 before it was snapped on Wednesday. So congratulations to Eric Fisher on that. We're tied at 27. 4:10 left to go in the first half. Here's Agnew over to Morozic. To Conrad for three. Is hit the backboard. Shot clock out of bounds. So turnover for the Dutchman. And now it'll be Stephenson ball. So it'll be Day to Roberts. Now back to Day, and Day brings the ball up the court. Under 4 minutes left to go in the first half, tied at 27. Here's Fisher. Fisher battling his way through on Bergeson. Lights it up and in. Oh, Eric Fisher with a hook. Oh, that was a great play. 29-27. Mustangs up by two. 3:44 left to go in the first half. Now here is Agnew right in front of the Stephenson bench. Agnew with Roberts on him like glue. Tries to feed it in to Nate Dawson, who's into the game. And he mishandles it, goes out of bounds. No relation to me, of course. Nate Dawson, number 42, the 6'8 center, sophomore. Now here is Farr to Fisher. Fisher up to the top of the arc to Roberts. Now to Day. Now to Farr in the corner. Farr inside to Fisher. Fisher a long two. No good. Air ball too strong. Rebound taken away by Zach Morozic. Morozic scanning the court. Tries to drive. Now we'll go to the perimeter instead. Feeds to Dawson. Shot is short. Rebound by Dawson. Gets it back. Lays it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Fisher. And now here is Roberts. Under 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Roberts drives. Kicks out to Day in the corner for three. Is no good. Two bounces. Rebound by Fisher. Lays it up and in. And the Mustangs up by four. 31-27. 2:45 left to go in the first half. Mustangs up by four. So now here is Agnew passing off to Conrad. Conrad right in front of the Stephenson bench over to Bergeson. Now to Agnew. Agnew gets to the top of the arc to Morozic. No look pass to Dawson, who mishandled it, and Farr picks it up. And now Farr all the way up to Roberts. Lays it up and in on the fast break. 33-27. We got a timeout coming for Lebanon Valley. It will be a 30-second timeout. So 2:17 left to go in the first half. Stephenson 33, Lebanon Valley 27. Now we'll hear this about the Athlete of the Week. The Mustang Sports Network shines a light on the Stephenson Athletes of the Week. Kyle Wisner of the men's volleyball team. Wisner totaled 26 kills, 17 total blocks, and a 375 hitting percentage, and three service aces as the number 14 Mustangs went 2-1 over the weekend. Sarah Tarbert of the women's basketball team totaled her eighth 20-point performance, and she totaled a career-high 26 points en route to the Mustangs' 14th straight win versus Arcadia. This season, she has totaled 11 double-doubles, actually now up to 14 double-doubles, which ranks tied for 21st in Division III at that point when she was given Athlete of the Week. Visit GoMustangSports.com to check out the Athletes of the Week. 2:09 left to go in the first half, 33-27, Stevenson up by 6. Agnew crossover dribble in the half court, shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Colby Giacometto, pass to Chris Day. Now to Farr. Farr along the baseline, and we got a foul on the Dutchman. Foul's going to be on Zach Morozik. So second foul on Morozik. 1:58 left to go in the first half, 33-27. Mustangs up by 6. Here's Farr. Passes off to Day at the top of the arc. Now 1:49 left to go. Farr tries to feed Fisher. Fisher drawing a double team. Fisher battling. Puts a shoulder in, and it's an offensive foul. Eric Fisher turning around. Can't believe it. And it's going to be a foul on Eric Fisher. That is his second foul. 18 fouls for Stevenson, but because it's offensive, no shooting for Lebanon Valley. And they will inbound. 1:42 left to go. They bring the ball up in the first half. 33-27. Agnew at the top of the arc finds Bergeson. Back to Agnew. Agnew kicks out to Orr. Orr thought about a three. Now posts up. Orr spinning, and he's stolen away. Now we got a foul at the end of it, and it's going to be against the Mustangs. So it's going to be a foul on Sean Farr. First foul for Farr. That is 19 fouls now for the Mustangs, and this will send Andy Orr to the free throw line. So Andy Orr, a 77% free throw shooter, shoots 51% from the field and 51% from three. He misses the front end of the 1-on-1, but Bergeson gets the rebound. Kicks out to Agnew. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Here's Day. All the way up to Giacometto. Giacometto wide open. Three. Back iron, no good. Orr hits the ground hard on the rebound attempt, and he is fouled. Orr grimacing, and he's actually being helped up, and it's not that bad. It looks like it was a scary fall for Andy Orr, who comes in at 6'7", 200 pounds, hitting the ground. Foul is going to go against Ryan Hill. That's his second. So 10 team fouls. Hill in a little bit of foul trouble now. And going to the line is Orr again. Orr missed the front end of the 1-and-1 before, 77% from the line. Now here's Orr again. Actually, this is a two-shot foul, and the first one is good, 33-28, because the Mustangs are now in the double bonus, 10 team fouls, so 33-28. And now Orr sinks another one. It is good, 33-29. So 1:15 left to go, and the Mustangs up by 4. Orr averages about 16 points a game. Now here's Giacometto to Farr to Roberts. Roberts on the far wing. Roberts at the top of the arc. Roberts, no look, pass to Farr. Now to Giacometto along the three-point line. Baseline driving and lays it up and in. 35-29. Giacometto makes it a six-point lead. 48 seconds left. Now here's Agnew crossing half court. Pass to Orr at the top of the arc. Orr looking for help. Orr passing off to Morozik. Morozik dishes off to a streaking. Orr lays it up and in. 35-31. 30 seconds left. And the shot clock is turned off, and the Mustangs trying to hold for the final shot of the half. Mustangs up by 4. So now here is Roberts patiently waiting for the clock to get to around 10 seconds. And now the Mustangs will start to go. Now pass to Giacometto. To Farr with 7 on the clock. To Giacometto. No look pass to Roberts. Back to Giacometto with 3. Giacometto with 3. No good off the back iron. Rebound by Bergeson, and that's it for the first half. So the Mustangs able to work the clock. Just missed on getting a shot. And that is the end of the first half. A very entertaining first half, and the Mustangs are up 4. When we return, we'll take a look at the halftime stats. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, a very important out-of-town scoreboard to look at. That's all coming up after this timeout. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Mustangs basketball.
Raise up your voices. M-U-S-T-A-N-G.
The Stevenson Mustangs are in the final stretch of the season. The women are close to tying the school record for wins since the 2005-06 season.
Bender over to Martinez. Can she do another? Yes!
Oh-ho! The men are handling business, dominating opponents in the Commonwealth.
Orr, look out below! Gails it home! Sean Orr!
Now, the Mustangs have one goal, reaching the NCAA tournament. Catch every game on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Mustangs basketball. Finish strong.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Mustangs basketball.
Raise up your voices. M-U-S-T-A-N-G.
The Stevenson Mustangs are in the final stretch of the season. The women are close to tying the school record for wins since the 2005-06 season.
Bender over to Martinez. Can she do another? Yes!
Oh-ho! The men are handling business, dominating opponents in the Commonwealth.
Orr, look down below! Gails it home! Sean Orr!
Now, the Mustangs have one goal, reaching the NCAA tournament. Catch every game on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Mustangs basketball. Finish strong.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
And the other day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
Now, we go courtside with the Mustangs Basketball All-Access Halftime Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Lebanon Valley College. And at the half, it is Stevenson leading Lebanon Valley 35-31. Let's take a look at the first half stats. And, of course, the big number is the fact that Stevenson is leading Lebanon Valley 35-31. Eric Fisher leads all scorers with 14 points for Stevenson, actually tied with Kevin Agnew for leading all scorers in the game. Fisher, 6 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3. He has 5 rebounds on the day as well. So Eric Fisher, 14 points. He is now in double figures again. 10. That's 22 times out of 25 games. And Eric Fisher has double figures in points. Justin Kuntz, 7 points on the day, 2 rebounds. Christian Roberts with 5. Chris Day with 4. Colby Giacomenna with 4. And Ryan Hill with 1. And that is a total of 35. For Lebanon Valley, Kevin Agnew, 14 points, 4 of 13 shooting for Agnew, but he is 6 of 6 from the line. He also has 2 rebounds and 2 assists as well, so Kevin Agnew leading the way for the Dutchman with 14 points. Travis Conrad has 9, 3 of 5 from behind the arc. That is the extent of his shooting. 4 rebounds on the day as well. So Travis Conrad with 9, Andy Orr with 4, Luke Bergeson with 2, Nick Pappas with 2, and that's for a total of 31. The rebounding margin, Lebanon Valley leads slightly 19-17. As we mentioned, Eric Fisher leads in that category with 5 rebounds for Stevenson, 4 rebounds for Travis Conrad in the game. So 19-17, Lebanon Valley leads Stevenson in the rebounding total. Stevenson is shooting 14 of 28. They are shooting 50% from the field right now. Lebanon Valley is shooting 10 of 30, 33%. Stevenson's 5 of 8 from 3, including the first 3 baskets of the game, at 63%. Lebanon Valley 3 of 9 at 33%. Lebanon Valley does have several more free throw attempts, though, which is making this closer right now. Lebanon Valley 8 of 9 from the line. Stevenson 2 of 4 from the line. 7 assists for Lebanon Valley as a team. 6 for Stevenson. Christian Roberts, Sean Farr, Chris Day each have 2 assists apiece. Turnover-wise, Stevenson 5 turnovers in the game. Lebanon Valley 3. This has been a very crisp game to watch. Stevenson has 1 block. Lebanon Valley 2 steals. Stevenson 1 steal. So a very interesting game. Not a lot of turnovers. Not a lot of steals. Not a lot of blocks. A very good and fast-paced game to watch right here in Anvil, Pennsylvania. When we return, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. It's a busy one, of course, on the final day of the regular season. Stevenson's in a 4-way tie for second place at 9-6 in the Commonwealth Conference. They could be 3, 4, or 5, I believe, at this point. Maybe even an outside chance for 2, but we'll iron out all the tiebreakers right now. We'll take a break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Before I posted a picture of my friend at his bachelor party, I should have known to check who follows my posts. I also should have known about privacy settings. I did not. Now I know. Just like I should have known that GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and they have a local agent right here in Baltimore. No wonder they're the number one auto insurer in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And now my friend's mom knows too much.
GEICO. Thank you, Baltimore, for making us number one.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, sit back, relax, and let me tell you how they could help. Our GEICO agents run locally owned and operated businesses and could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, or RV, the GEICO Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Did you sit back? Are you relaxed? Now pay attention. You're driving.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on 2 things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey.
Welcome back here to Lebanon Valley College. And right now, Stevenson has a 35-31 lead over Lebanon Valley here with a four-point lead at the half. Let's take a look and a trip around the Commonwealth Conference. We start in Chester, Pennsylvania. And right now, Arcadia leads Widener 59-55 right now. That is in the second half at 6:07 left to go. Stevenson does have the tiebreaker with Arcadia, but with Hood winning today, we'll get to that in a second, Arcadia right now would make the second team at 10-6. So Stevenson would have to win to keep pace with at least Arcadia. They already have lost the tiebreaker to Hood on the season. Right now, Arcadia leads 62-55. Arcadia 9-6 in the conference. Alvernia and Albright are playing at 2-4 setup in women's and men's basketball. And right now, they have just tipped off in the men's game. Albright leads Alvernia 11-8 right now. Alvernia leads everyone as the ultimate tiebreaker between the teams right now. They sit at 9-6 in the conference, and right now, entering the day, they were in second. Now Hood is in second place, up by a half a game with their win right now, but still a long way to go in Reading, Pennsylvania, the battle of the two schools of Reading. Albright leads Alvernia 11-8 right now in the first half, about 12 minutes left to go. Earlier today, Hood beat Messiah 74-68 in Frederick, Maryland. Both of those games were moved up because of the snow in Frederick, Maryland, and Hood wins by 6, so they are 10-6 right now. They finished the season at 10-6. The only team that can leapfrog them right now is Alvernia, and they're just beginning against Albright. So right now, Hood is 10 wins. They are ahead of everyone else in second place, and now Stevenson, Arcadia, and Alvernia are all tied for third at 9-6. The importance of this is that Stevenson, if they finish number 4 or number 5, they play Monday. Number 4, they would play seed number 4, they would play at home. Seed number 5, they would play Monday on the road. And if they finish 2 or 3, which 2 seems a slim possibility right now, they would get a bye and play on Wednesday. Number 3 seed, they would be playing on the road at the number 2 team on Wednesday night. We take a look at what's going on with the rest of the conference. Misericordia leads Scranton 13-7 right now in the first half. About 10 minutes left to go. Kings over Wilkes right now, 58-55 in the second half. About 10 and a half minutes left to go. DeSales leads Eastern 55-58. Trying to get the also in men's basketball, FDU Forum leads Delaware Valley 50-46. And right here in Annville, Pennsylvania, it is Stevenson up 35-31. We'll keep you tabs on the out-of-town as we go through the second half, but for now, we'll take a break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up. Switch up, switch up, switch up, switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad, or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get 2 for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by SFMSports.net.
The second half between Stevenson and Lebanon Valley is next. We'll take this final timeout. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Mustangs basketball.
Raise up your voices, MUSCANG.
The Stevenson Mustangs are in the final stretch of the season. The women are close to tying the school record for wins since the 2005-06 season.
Bender over to Martinez. Can she do another? Yes!
Oh! The men are handling business, dominating opponents in the Commonwealth.
Orr, look out below! Dales it home! Sean Orr!
Now, the Mustangs have one goal, reaching the NCAA tournament. Catch every game on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Mustangs basketball. Finish strong. This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Sorrentino Gymnasium here on the campus of Lebanon Valley College. We begin the second half. Stevenson leading 35-31. Fresh 20 minutes on the clock. Lebanon Valley set to inbound. And a score update in Chester, Pennsylvania. Arcadia leads Widener 71-61. That is 129 left to go. If Arcadia wins, that would be the second team to get to 10-6. Agnew lay up off the glass and in on the restart. And we have a 35-33 game now as Agnew cuts the Stevenson lead in half to 2. So now on the inbound, Fisher in the corner. Pass to Roberts. Nata Kuntz at the top of the arc now finds Day. Day over to Farr at the top of the arc now to Kuntz. Kuntz trying to take Kyler Burke off the dribble. Kuntz battling. Hands off to Farr. Lays it up and in. And it's good. 37-33. And the Mustangs up by 4. 19-18 left to go in the second half. Agnew over to Zach Morozik, who's into the game. Morozik drives. Kicks out to Agnew. And then stolen away by Roberts. Roberts all alone. Lays it up and in off the glass. 39-33. And the Mustangs quickly up by 6. Now here's Agnew. Pass up to Travis Conrad. Back to Agnew. A 3 is no good. And rebound picked up by Morozik. Sean Farr wasn't there for the rebound. Orr drives in, lays it up and in. And that's what Coach Gary Stewart's upset with, the fact that Sean Farr let that rebound sail in front of him. So 18:42 left to go in the second half. Mustangs up by 4. Farr directing traffic. Now over to Kuntz at the top of the arc. Now finds Day. And Farr setting a screen for Roberts. Roberts at the elbow. Passes off to Kuntz with 17 on the shot clock. Kuntz on the baseline. Kuntz passes off to Farr. Farr's shot is good. Farr making the tough shot. 41-35. Mustangs up by 6. 18-16 left to go in the second half. Here's Agnew crossing half court. Agnew over right in front of the Lebanon Valley bench. Inside to Burke. Burke over to Orr. Orr battling, driving, layup is good. 41-37. Trading baskets here. Another easier basket for Andy Orr, and Coach Gary Stewart not happy about that. Kuntz setting a screen for Roberts. Roberts kicks out to Kuntz at the top of the arc. Kuntz no look pass to Day on the wing for a 3. No good. Rebound picked up by the Dutchman. Now here's Agnew crossing half court. 17:42 left to go. Agnew no look passes to Conrad for 3 is good. It's 41-40, and it's a quick 30-second timeout for Coach Gary Stewart. Dutchman running the 4, finding the open man, and now we get a timeout call. So 17:36 left to go in the second half. Stevenson 41, Lebanon Valley 40. The Commonwealth Conference starts next week, and conference tournament starts next week, and SFMSports.net will bring you all of the action on the Mustang Sports Network. Be sure to follow Stevenson Athletics on Facebook and Twitter at Go Mustang Sports to get updates on the game times and schedules. Then visit SFMSports.net to get game previews and listen live. 71-63, Arcadia leads Widener here. They're going on in Chester, Pennsylvania right now. Once again, if Arcadia wins that, that is the second team to get to 10-6. So that means there would be two in the 2 and 3 slot right now, with Stevenson and Alvernia half a game behind. Stevenson does own the tiebreaker, though, over Arcadia. And now a bad pass from Day inside to Fisher. Now Kuntz tries to pick it up in the lane. Kuntz no look pass to Farr. Farr hesitates, drives, lays it up and in off the glass. Nice shot by Sean Farr. Another nice basket for him. And it's 43-40. So now, going the other way. Now here is Morozic. Blocked by Farr. Morozic gets it back. Somehow saves it to Conrad to Orr. A three is no good. Rebound by Sean Farr. Rips it down with authority. Now pass up to Day. Day all the way down the lane. Lays it up and in. 45-40. And now it's a 5-point lead. So 16-40 left to go in the second half. So now Conrad at the passes up to Agnew. Agnew fadeaway jumper short. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. So now here is Day. And Day passes off to Roberts at the top of the arc. Roberts inside to Kuntz. Kuntz pass to Fisher. Fisher bodies his way through. It's an offensive foul. And actually, I would admit, a good job selling by Andy Orr there. Not a lot of contact, but Eric Fisher calls for the foul. That is his third foul. 16:21 left to go, and Eric Fisher is leading the scoring right now for the Mustangs. So he's got to be careful. So now the Dutchman get it up, and then Roberts steals it. Roberts all alone. Fast break, lays it up and in, and it's 47-40. Mustangs trying to pull away. They're up 7. 16 minutes left to go in the second half. Here's Agnew crossing half court. Agnew directing traffic, passes to Orr. Orr over to Burke. Now back to Agnew on the far side. 15:48 left to go. Agnew passing off to Conrad. Conrad at the near wing. Conrad looking for help. Passes inside to Orr. Orr posting. Kicks it out to Morozic. A three is good. Zach Morozic cuts the Mustangs' lead to 4. 47-43. 15:30 left to go in regulation. Roberts passes off to Day. To Kuntz, now to Farr, now to Roberts now at the top of the arc, and no one's moving for the Mustangs on the offensive end. Roberts inside to Kuntz, got the dribble deflected. Now Roberts picks it up. Roberts, a jumper, is good. Christian Roberts is on fire right now, 49-43. And it's a 6-point Mustangs lead. 15:05 left to go in the second half. Agnew battling. Now we got a foul on the floor, and it's going to go against Chris Day. So 15:02 left to go. 49-43. And now Agnew will inbound to Orr, trying to, and then stolen away. Roberts has it, somehow able to stay in bounds after contact. Roberts passes to Farr. Farr in trouble underneath the lane, and we got a foul coming on the Dutchman. So a foul is going to be on Lebanon Valley's number 22, Andy Orr. That is his first foul. Fouls on the floor. Day to Roberts. In the corner for three is good. Christian Roberts, 52-43. Mustangs up by 9. 14:44 left to go in the second half. Here's Agnew. Kicks out to Morozic for three. Short. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Kuntz all the way up to Farr. Cherry picking. Two-handed jam. 54-43. And now a timeout coming for Lebanon Valley. Brad McAllister calls a full timeout. And now the Mustangs are really rolling up 11. 14:30 left to go in the second half. Stevenson 54, Lebanon Valley 43. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here. 14:30 left to go in the second half. 54-43. Stevenson up by 11. A score update for you right now. And Arcadia has won over Widener 76-65. Arcadia is 10-6 in the conference. However, Stevenson also finishes 10-6 in the conference. Stevenson has the tiebreaker in the game. So it really comes down to Alvernia and Albright. And in the battle of the Reading schools right now in the first half with 5:47 left to go, the Lions have a 5-point lead over the Crusaders, and that is good news because Stevenson does not have the tiebreaker over Alvernia. 14:25 left to go, the clock rolling. Dutchman take the ball up the court. Here's Bergeson, cross-court pass to Agnew. Agnew right in front with Roberts, and now we got a stoppage of play. It's a kickball on Stevenson. So 14:16 left to go. And now the Mustangs up 11. Still, pass up to Agnew at the top of the arc. Agnew, a three, is good. Kevin Agnew drilled it. 54-46, Colby Giacomino left Agnew alone, thinking he wouldn't pull up from 28 feet away. He did and made a three. So now here's Roberts. Pass up to Farr. Farr to Kuntz. Back to Roberts on the wing. Back up to Farr. Farr trying to dribble his way through. Spinning. Hook shot. No good. Halfway down. Farr gets his own rebound. Farr kicks out to Kuntz. Kuntz at the top of the arc. Kuntz driving too high off the glass with the shot, but Kuntz gets his own rebound. Kuntz tried to dish it and deflection, but Kuntz gets it back. And now the pass deflected again to Hill, to Farr, to Giacomino. 15 on the shot clock, and then Christian Roberts settles things down and will reset the offense. So now here is Roberts at the top of the arc with 8 on the shot clock. Kuntz to Roberts again with 5 on the shot clock. Roberts, 3 is good. 57-46. Mustangs up 11. 13:09 left to go in the second half. So now here is Agnew. Agnew dribbling, kicks out to Bergeson, fakes a three. Hook shot is no good. Rebound by the Mustangs, Sean Farr. Farr quickly up the court to Roberts. Almost traveled with it, but spinning. And now dribbles back out to the three-point line, trying to throw it inside to Giacomino. Shot no good. Giacomino looking for a foul. Fast break down the other way. Andy Orr with a one-handed jam on the fast break. 57-48. 12:33 left to go in the game. Lebanon Valley's hanging around. They're down to 9. Here's Farr on the near wing. Kicks out to Kuntz. Now to Roberts. And we got a foul on the floor. No, are they going to call it out of bounds? Yes, they are going to call it out of bounds. So no foul on the play. It will be Lebanon Valley ball. 12:21 left to go. 57-48. And now a shot along the way is good. And Kevin Agnew with the basket, 57-50. Quickly back the other way. Here's Farr. Farr posting and loose ball out of bounds on Lebanon Valley. Substitution coming on. Chris Day into the game. Christian Roberts out. So now here is Roberts trying to inbound from the baseline. Now finds Day at the top of the arc. Day over to Farr. Now to Hill, and we got a bad pass. Goes out of bounds. So turnover on the Mustangs. So now it will be Lebanon Valley ball. Under 12 minutes to go in this game. 57-50. Stevenson up by 7. Now here's Agnew over to Orr. Now back to Agnew on the near wing. Getting a screen from Orr. Agnew inside to Orr. Spinning. Lays it up and in off the glass. And now it's a 5-point Stevenson lead. 57-52. 11:38 left to go in the game. Still a lot of time. Here's Giacomino to Kuntz. Kuntz getting a screen from Farr. Kuntz looking for help. Over to Day. To Farr at the top of the arc. Farr looking for Day now on the near wing. To Giacomino at the top of the arc. Giacomino over to Kuntz at the elbow. Kuntz battling, spinning, lays it up, no good, but we got a foul, and Justin Kuntz is going to go to the free throw line. Foul's going to go against Andy Orr, and now Justin Kuntz to the free throw line. Not a lot of stops here in the second half as Kuntz sinks the first free throw, 58-52, our score. Kuntz, a 43% free throw shooter on the season coming into the game. Sinks the first, second one misses. Loose ball on the rebound picked up by Andy Orr. Kuntz with 8 points on the day so far. He's one of two from the line, and the Mustangs have a six-point lead. 11:04 left to go in the second half. Here's Agnew. Pass off to Bergeson for three. Short rebound by Giacomino. Finds Day in the open court. Day passing to Hill. Hill underneath the basket. Thought about driving. Kicks it out instead. Probably a good decision. So resetting the offense. Day at the top of the arc. 10:45 left to go. 58-52. Far to Giacomino at the top of the arc. Kuntz setting a screen. Giacomino passes to Kuntz. 14 on the shot clock. Finds it. Cutting Giacomino. Lays it up and in. Oh, what a give-and-go play. 60-52. 10:30 left to go in the second half, and the Mustangs up by 8. So now here is Agnew. Agnew over to Ricky Bug. On the baseline, pass to on the sideline, rather, over to Orr. Now to Bug on the far arc, and now we got a foul on the Mustangs on the defensive end. Foul's going to be on Chris Day. Third foul on Day. That is the third team foul for the Mustangs in the second half. Agnew inbounds to Orr. Orr, a quick shot. Too strong off the iron. No good. Rebound by Hill. Now to Giacomino. 10:09 left to go in the game. 60-52. Here's Farr. Over inside to Kuntz. Kuntz on the far wing. Now over to Giacomino. Giacomino on the near wing. Over to Day in the corner. And Day traveled with it. So turnover for the Mustangs. 9:57 left to go in the second half. 60-52. Stevenson up by 8. And now Agnew will inbound at their own foul line. Orr passes back to Agnew. And Agnew will dribble the ball up. 9:48 left to go in the second half. 60-52. Here's Bug along the top of the arc. Pass to Bergeson. Bergeson to Agnew on the near wing. Pass up now to Colin Moore, who's into the game. To Bergeson. Lays it up. Good. And the foul. And that is a killer. Luke Bergeson getting the continuation with the layup. And now he will go to the line for one more. Ryan Hill called for the foul. That is his third foul. So 14 fouls for the Mustangs. 60-54. And now Bergeson to the free throw line for one more. He comes in as a 71% free throw shooter. Free throw on the way is good, and it's an old-fashioned three-point play. 60-55. Now the Mustangs need to hunker down here. Get a basket. They are only up 5 with 9:25 left to go in the second half. Now here's Day. Pass up to Giacomino. Now to Roberts at the top of the arc. Roberts now finds Giacomino. Giacomino using a screen from Kuntz to Roberts, and now to Kuntz again at the top of the arc. Kuntz. No look pass to Roberts along the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound. Orr battling for it, and Bug's got it. Bug almost fell, and now Agnew picks it up. 60-55, 8:53 left to go in the second half. So now here's Agnew. Pass off to Bergeson. Bergeson over to Orr. Orr battling. Orr pass off to Agnew on the near side. Agnew jumper is no good off the back iron. Loose ball picked up by Ryan Hill. 8:35 left to go in the second half. Mustangs up by 5. Here's Roberts. Roberts pass off to Kuntz at the top of the arc. Kuntz driving, and we got a foul. And Justin Kuntz is going to go to the line. And the foul is going to go against Kevin Agnew. So Agnew called for the foul. That is his first. And now to the line is Justin Kuntz. Kuntz, 1 of 2 from the line today. First free throw is good. He's got 9 points, 61-55. Justin Kuntz also has 6 assists in the game. How about that? A 6'7 forward, 6 assists. Second one on the way is good. It's 62-55. Mustangs up by 7. Christian Roberts has 17 points. Eric Fisher has not scored in the second half. 8:23 left to go. 62-55. Stevenson up by 7. Agnew inside to Orr. Orr battling on Hill. Tries to battle his way through again, and he traveled with it. So a turnover on Andy Orr and the Lebanon Valley Dutchman. Good news for the Mustangs. They're up 7, and they have the ball. 8:15 left to go in the second half. So now here's Day. Pass to Roberts. Roberts across half court. So Roberts over to Day. Now to Fisher. Fisher over to Hill. Now to Day again. Now to Jacobino. Over to Roberts. Roberts. Thought about driving. Now controls it. Roberts over to Jacobino. Drives. Beats a double team. Nice move, but he traveled. No. Yep. They are going to call a travel. So Jacobino had a nice move, but an extra step at the end cost him turnover. And it's 62-55, 7:45 left to go in the game. Now here's the Dutchman. Orr passing to Bergeson, almost lost the handle. Bergeson to Colin Moore, inside to Orr. Orr a double team. Orr shakes a double team. Finds Bergeson, shot is good. Luke Bergeson is keeping the Dutchman in this game right now with a couple of difficult shots. Quickly back to four today to Hill, and the shot is blocked. Now here come the Dutchman back the other way. Here's Agnew on the break, 1-on-3. Tried to dish it. Hill tapped it, but out of bounds. So 7:18 left to go, 62-57. Luke Bergeson has 7 points. So now Agnew inbounds to Bug. Bergeson has 5 points in the half. Bug drives, lays it up and in. It is 62-59, and now the Mustangs lead to 3. Now here's Roberts crossing half court. Pass up to Day. Day on the near side over to Fisher in the corner. Fisher a 3. Short rebound picked up by Ricky Bug. And now pass up to Colin Moore. 6:52 left to go. Moore over to Agnew. Agnew at the top of the arc. 6:45 left to go. Pass up to Orr. Now to Bergeson. Now to Moore. Inside to Orr. Orr spinning. Shot no good. Loose ball. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Here's Christian Roberts. 3-on-2. Roberts fouled from behind on the fast break. They're going to call that an intentional foul. An intentional foul, and Coach Brad McAllister is off out of his box, and they call it an intentional foul. Kevin Agnew, the senior on senior day, can't get the benefit of the doubt, and the Mustangs have to take advantage of this enormous break right now. That is the second foul on Agnew. And now here is the first free throw by Roberts. He misses it, barely drawing iron. Roberts an 83% free throw shooter. Now here is the second one. And that is good. 63-59. So one out of two free throws made and the intentional foul. So 6:32 left to go. So 63-59. Kevin Agnew still in the game. Now the Mustangs will have possession after this. So 63-59. And now here is Day over to Roberts. Roberts thought about a 3. Now we'll work the offense on the near wing. 6:25 left to go. Pass off to Fisher in the corner. Fisher along the baseline. Fisher battling with Nick Pappas. Fisher reverse blocked. Bergeson's got it. And now Bergeson will take it up himself. 6:15 left to go in the second half. Bergeson driving and a foul. And he's going to go to the line. A blocking foul underneath the basket.
Number 4, Sean Farr.
Sean Farr with the foul. Five team fouls on Stevenson. That is the second foul for Sean Farr, and Luke Bergeson is going to go to the free throw line. Bergeson 1-of-1 today from the line. First free throw on the way is good. Luke Bergeson coming into the game as a 71% free throw shooter. He now has 8 points on the game. Ryan Hill comes out. Now Julian Davis set to check in. Second free throw for Bergeson is good. 63-61. So now Day substituted out. And now Davis will inbound Davis inbounds to Christian Roberts. Another tight one here. Mustangs up by two, 63-61. Roberts pass off to Davis. Down to Kuntz at the top of the arc. Kuntz over to Roberts. Roberts inside to Davis. Kicks it back out to Roberts. Inside to Fisher. Fisher posting up on Bergeson. Fisher, fadeaway jumper's good. That's exactly what the Mustangs needed. Fisher hasn't scored in the second half until just then. 65-61. Mustangs up by four. Now here's Agnew on the near arc. Passes off to Bug. And now try to drive it inside. Pappas had the ball stripped. It goes out of bounds. And off of him, it will be Stevenson ball. So 5:40 left to go in the second half. 65-61. Now here's Davis. Pass up to Roberts across half court. Roberts at the top of the arc getting a screen from Kuntz. So now here's Davis. Pass out to Fisher. Fisher in the corner. Now over to Roberts. Now finds Fisher. Fisher meets a double team. Fisher picks up his dribble. Is in trouble. Pass up to Roberts at the top of the arc. 16 on the shot clock. Roberts. And we got a hand check foul on the perimeter. Kevin Agnew called for the hand check foul. That is his third personal. 14 fouls for the Valley. And now that pass stolen away and picked up by Ricky Bug. Now here is Kevin Agnew, 65-61. Stevenson Agnew, crossover dribble, offensive foul. Agnew called for the offensive foul. Shaking his head, that is foul number four for Agnew. That is five team fouls. So 5:04 left to go. 65-61. Another break for the Mustangs here. They need a basket here. Under 5 minutes left to go. Team foul number six, actually, for the Dutchman. Roberts up to Davis. Now here to Farr. Now to Davis. To Roberts. Roberts. The near arc to Davis. To Fisher for three is good. Eric Fisher, 68-61. And now we got a timeout. A full timeout called by Lebanon Valley. So we will take a timeout here. 4:38 left to go in the second half. Stevenson 68, Lebanon Valley 61. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back here to Lebanon Valley. 68-61. Stevenson leads in the second half. 4:38 left to go. Now this about women's lacrosse. Mandy Buell totaled 7 points, including 3 free position goals as the number 6 Gettysburg team handed the number 18 Stevenson women's lacrosse team a 14-6 loss in the season opener for both teams Wednesday. Stevenson travels to 2-time defending national champion Salisbury. Due to the winter weather forecasted for the Eastern Shore, the game is now scheduled for Tuesday at 4 p.m. Get the latest at GoMustangSports.com. Score update, Alverni and Albright are tied at 29 at the half going on in Reading, Pennsylvania. Two teams are 10-6 in the conference. Stevenson trying to be the third. And if Alvernia loses, that will open up a number three seed for Stevenson, as they have the tiebreaker with Arcadia. Hood also won today. Agnew passes out to Bug, who lays it up and in off the glass. 68-63. So now here is Kuntz passing off to Davis. 4:09 left to go in the second half. Davis passing off to Roberts. Inside to Fisher. Fisher, cross-court pass to Davis. Davis to Roberts at the top of the arc. Roberts driving, kicks out to Farr. Farr driving, and the pass or shot is deflected. Lost the handle. Now here's Agnew speedily down the court. Lays it up and in. 68-65 now. At quick as the Lightning, the Dutchmen, have scored four quick points and are now within one possession. 3:39 left to go in the second half. Here's Roberts, inbound to Fisher. Inside to Fisher's. Fisher layup is good, 70-65. Eric Fisher now has 21 points. Agnew, 23. Bug to Pappas at the top of the arc. Pappas over to Agnew. Almost a travel by Pappas. Now Pappas gets it back. Reverse layup is good somehow. Oh, my goodness. What a difficult shot for Nick Pappas, who doesn't play a lot. Able to get a reverse layup. 70-67. Mustangs up by three. Now here's Roberts to Farr. Now to Fisher in the corner. Fisher using the baseline. Cross-court pass to Roberts. Roberts fakes the shot. Now dishes off to Fisher. Shot no good. Fisher's frustrated. He's got to get back, and the Mustangs got to get back on defense because Agnew's speedily down the court. And Agnew able to hold on to the ball despite a steal attempt and bring it out, and the Dutchman reset the offense. 2:39 left to go. Stevenson up by three. 70-67. Fisher went for the steal. Ferguson bounce pass to Pappas. Lays it up and in. Fisher bit, and they were able to get into the lane and score. 70-69 now. It is a one-point game. Dutchman have been hanging around all game, and we got a timeout coming for Coach Gary Stewart, and it will be a full timeout. So 2:23 left to go. Timeout Stevenson. Stevenson 70, Lebanon Valley 69 here in the second half. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
Welcome back here to Lebanon Valley. 2:23 left to go in the second half. 70-69. Stevenson leads by one. Kevin Agnew's last several performances against Stevenson, 31, 37, 28. And now, here in this game, with 2:23 left to go, he's got 23 points. So Agnew, in these last four meetings against Stevenson, has torched them right now. Score update still at the half. Albright leads Alvernia 29-all. So you mentioned Stevenson in the midst of a battle in the Commonwealth Conference for seeding. Right now, two teams are 10-6. Stevenson's a number four seed right now because of a half a game behind. But if they win and tie Arcadia, they would advance past them because they hold the tiebreaker. Here's Koontz to Jacobino. Now to Farr. Now to Roberts. Roberts, bounce pass to Jacobino at the top of the arc. Over to Fisher. Fisher passes off to Koontz. Koontz spins. It dishes off to Jacobino. Lays it up and in. Oh, what a nice play. Koontz to Jacobino. Off the glass. 72-69. 1:50 left to go in regulation. Here's Orr to Ferguson to Bug. We got a foul on the defensive end on the Mustangs. And this will be a foul on the floor. It is on Justin Koontz. So that'll be foul number three for him. That is 16 fouls. So that was the foul to give for the Mustangs. So the next foul on either team, actually, will result in a 1-1 for the opposite. Orr drives, shot blocked. And rebound taken away by Koontz. Koontz too far. Key block, 1:34 left to go in the second half. Now here's Roberts at the top of the arc. Roberts getting a screen from Koontz. Roberts back to Koontz. Koontz back to Roberts. Roberts on the far wing, trying to see if he can feed it inside to Koontz, to Farr, to Jacobino with 12 on the shot clock. Fisher is being well guarded. Now Fisher's got it. Ferguson's on him. Fisher, cross-court pass to Roberts, almost stolen. Roberts takes it, drives it, lays it up and in. 74-69 with a floater from Christian Roberts, and the Mustangs up by five. 1 minute left to go. Mustangs up by five. Here's Orr. Pass to Agnew. Near wing. Agnew drives, lays it up and in. 74-71. 53.7 left here in regulation. Mustangs up by three. Here's Roberts bringing it up. It's a one-possession game. Roberts that'll let some clock dribble off. There is about a 19-second differential between game clock and shot clock. Here's Fisher with 38 on the game clock. To Kuntz, to Roberts. Now they got 16 on the shot clock. Roberts, pass off to Fisher. 30 seconds left in the game. Here's Roberts staring at the hoop. Now passes off to Fisher with 5, and the pass is stolen by Bug. And hold on a second. We got a whistle. And hold on a second. We got a foul, and it's going to be on Stevenson. Brad McAllister wanted an intentional foul trying to on the rebound, on the pass by. And now Brad McAllister is out on the court. And Brad McAllister trying to get back in the coach's box. Brad McAllister is shouting at the official. There is a timeout, I think, called by Stevenson. They're saying a Stevenson player grabbed Ricky Bug on the way to the basket. Now the officials are going to talk this over here. And it will be Stevenson ball. They're just simply calling it out of bounds. So Brad McAllister, he's got to be careful here because he's still talking. Now he retreats to the bench. Now the officials are going to talk things over still. 20.7 left to go. 74-71. We will keep it here because the timeout was called for several seconds ago. And we don't know where we are. So we will keep it here in the timeout. But 74-71, our score. So now the officials are walking over to the table here to ask whether something or whatnot about. They're probably going over the clock, I would guess. So there is a discussion on whether or not there's going to be an intentional foul called here, I would guess, because Coach Brad McAllister was pleading for one. Remember, Kevin Agnew was called for one before. The Mustangs got to hope that the officials don't talk, keep on talking this over, the less, and or talking about who this ball went off of. There is no video here at Lebanon Valley, so they can't go to the video. The possession arrow favors Stevenson if they have to go to that for some reason. But the call on the floor was for Stevenson ball. Brad McAllister now out of the huddle, and for most of this time out, the Lebanon Valley team has been staring at this officials going on right now. They're going over to the scorebook to look at something. 20.7 still on the clock, and now the official is going to walk over to Coach Gary Stewart. And or they're going to talk about the shot clock, perhaps, here. I think they may have said something about 2 seconds on the shot clock. We're trying to listen in for the official talking with Gary Stewart. Put 2 seconds on the shot clock. And that's what we're trying to determine, is whether the shot clock should be reset if there was enough possession. So that was what the topic of discussion was, even though Coach Brad McAllister wanted an intentional foul. 74-71, 20.7 left to go in regulation. This is dangerous territory for the Mustangs. And this ball went out of bounds in the backcourt, beyond the half-court line. So they're going to inbound this ball. They're going to inbound this ball at the basket, at their own foul line. So with 2 on the shot clock, Davis to Roberts, a long 3. It's a shot clock violation. So 18.4 left in the game. So now Lebanon Valley has possession. This is why it was dangerous. The ball went out of bounds with 2 on the shot clock, and now we're going to have a timeout. Timeout by Coach Gary Stewart. Stevenson calls a timeout. It will be a full timeout, and we will take one here. 18.4 left to go in the second half. 74-71. Stevenson leads. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back here to Lebanon Valley. 18.4 seconds left in regulation. Stevenson 74, Lebanon Valley 71. Rob Dawson back here in Annville, Pennsylvania. It will be Lebanon Valley ball at half court. They've just begun the second half, or about to begin the second half in Reading. Albright and Alvernia are tied at 29. Stevenson desperately trying to get 10 wins in the conference. They are 9-6. Two other teams got to that mark today, Hood and Arcadia, each getting a win, but 18.4 seconds, an eternity here for Stevenson on the defensive end. Morozic passes off to Agnew. 15 on the game clock. Shot clock turned off. Orr setting a screen for Agnew. Agnew lost the handle of it. It's going to be remain Lebanon Valley ball, even though it looked like no one from Stevenson touched it. And it's going to be 10.1 left to go in the game. Morozic is going to call, or excuse me, Coach Brad McAllister is going to call a timeout. 10.1 left to go in regulation now. 74-71 Stevenson. It was a 30-second timeout. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening all season long here. And the season is not over, as both men's and women's basketball teams for Stevenson have qualified for the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. And Stevenson desperately trying to be number 3, if they can, in the conference for men's basketball. Because right now, number 3 would mean they get the bye for Monday. Yes, they would have to go on the road, but they would not have to play Monday. A loss here, and they are playing Monday. Meanwhile, women's basketball, Stevenson is the number 1 team. They will face the winner of Lebanon Valley Arcadia on Wednesday night in the Commonwealth Conference semifinals. The seeding is set. Lebanon Valley and Arcadia are going at it. Lebanon Valley will play in this gymnasium here on Monday. Anyway, men's basketball, 10.1 left to go in the second half. 74-71. Stevenson up by 3, but the Dutchmen have the ball. They have the ball just beyond the 3-point line of which they are shooting. Here's Morozic to inbound. Morozic bounce pass to Agnew. And now we got a foul on Roberts. So they wanted to foul to prevent Agnew from shooting a game-tying 3. Not a bad strategy. And now Kevin Agnew's got to go to the line. So 74-71. Christian Roberts the foul. That is the second foul for him. It is a 1-1, too. So now Agnew to the line. Here's the first free throw from Agnew. It is up and good. So Kevin Agnew now 84% from the line, drains the first free throw, 74-72. Will he miss this intentionally? Second free throw is on the way. It is a miss, and we got a lane violation. And let's see, is it going to be on? It's going to be on the Mustangs. They call it on Fisher. Fisher and Orr were battling for it. They were watching, and Fisher stepped over the line first. So now here's Agnew again. He's got to miss it again. He tried to do that before. Now let's see, with 8.9 left, and he sinks it, so it's 74-73. That's actually not bad for Stevenson, just as long as they can inbound. And Kuntz is called for a whistle, and actually, what are they going to call here? And they're going to call a timeout. By Justin Kuntz called a timeout because he felt he couldn't get the ball in. So that was the whistle. Good thing I was holding my breath to make sure it wasn't a Kuntz stepping over the baseline call. It looked like that for a second. But indeed, a timeout was called. So Stevenson still has possession. Everyone take a deep breath. It's the Mustangs 74, Lebanon Valley 73. 8.9 left to go in the game. As I was mentioning before, women's basketball. Stevenson at 15-1 in the conference with Their loss today, the 19-game winning streak is over. Now they can set their minds clear for the postseason. And Stevenson, the number one seed, they will play the winner of Lebanon Valley Arcadia at home on Wednesday. Stevenson men's basketball right now is trying to not be a 4 or a 5 in the conference right now. And indeed, if Alvernia won and Stevenson lost, they would be number 5 and on the road on Monday. Right now, Stevenson at 9-6 in the conference. Arcadia and Hood are 10-6 right now, and they are tied for second place. If Stevenson were to win, they would leapfrog Arcadia in the tiebreaker and become the third seed, depending upon if Alvernia loses or not. If Alvernia wins, Stevenson would be 4. So it really depends on Alvernia right now. But Stevenson trying to get the win. Here's Davis to Jacobino. Jacobino able to escape a foul for a second, but then Morozic fouls him, and Colby Jacobino's he'll go to the line. So you assume that the Dutchman would do that with 8.9 left, try to foul to get the ball back, but the shot clock turned off. And Colby Jacobino's going to go to the line, and it's not a bad option for Stevenson at the line because Colby Jacobino comes in as a 74% free throw shooter. So Stevenson trying to preserve the victory. Good chances with Colby Jacobino. It's a 1-1. Jacobino nails the front end. Colby Jacobino has 9. His first free throw today is good. So he's 1 of 1 from the line. Needs another one. Jacobino, second one is good. Rattles in, 76-73. 6.7 seconds left. And now we got a timeout called by Lebanon Valley. Actually, no, they're going to call it a Stevenson timeout. So Stevenson is out of timeouts. Lebanon Valley is out of timeouts. 6.7 left to go. 76-73. Mustangs up by 3. They'll give you a score update in the second half right now. Albright leads Alvernia 36-31. Second half, about 17 minutes left to go in the game. So that is good news for Stevenson. Still a long way to go in Albright, Alvernia. But if both of these scores hold up, Stevenson would be number 3 and get the bye. So right now, they could be 3, 4, or 5 in the seeding in the Commonwealth Conference Tournament. If they're 4 or 5, they play on Monday night. Location to be determined. So Stevenson, Coach Gary Stewart, trying to right the ship. They've lost 3 in a row. A win here would have them feeling good heading into the postseason. Meanwhile, Coach Brad McAllister, their team, at 500 at 12-12, a loss would end their season. A win would have them eligible at least for ECAC play. Not a guarantee they would be accepted, but it leaves them eligible. So 6.7 left to go, 76-73. Here's Conrad running the baseline. Now passes over to Morozic, and now up to Agnew with 5 on the shot of the game clock. Agnew over to Orr. Orr put up a 3, no good. Agnew loses the ball, and Jacobino holds on, and the Stevenson Mustangs win it. Raise up your voices, MUSTANG. The Mustangs have a victory. 76-73. Stevenson wins. They improve to 10-6 in the conference. Mustangs break the 3-game losing streak. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we will try and get in touch with Coach Gary Stewart for the post-game interview. Stevenson wins 76-73. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got me down to ride out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Ooh, delicious, crisp taste of it. Ooh, just for the love. Just wanna feel it, just wanna taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just wanna feel it, just wanna thrill it, just wanna love it, just wanna taste of it. Diet Coke.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order at participating McDonald's. Applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Anvil, Pennsylvania, 76-73. Stevenson wins by three. They pick up their 10th win in the conference, 17-8 overall, 10-6. And now here is Coach Gary Stewart joining us here for the post-game interview. And that is brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. We're going to get Coach hooked up here with the headset. And Mustangs win at 76-73, and now we bring on Coach Stewart. And, Coach, man, what a game. As a basketball fan, not a lot of turnovers to go around, not a lot of fouls, a very smooth game on both sides, and you guys were able to come up big, especially on the defensive end in the last possession.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be hard. You know, we talked all week about it's going to be a rock fight, and I'm really proud of our kids. They responded. Anytime you play a team like this on senior night, they've been playing one and two possession games against everybody. Our kids were resilient and found a way today.
One of the trademarks of your team, as you said before, everyone does a little something. It felt like that today.
Yeah, well, I thought we had at times really good execution against their matchup, and then we had some good defensive possessions. We kind of ebbed and flowed in terms of what was going well for us, but luckily we had three more points than they did.
Indeed, and if it wasn't Eric Fisher in the first half, it was Christian Roberts in the second half. Those two tandem, you had an inside and outside presence.
Yeah, we did, and credit our kids for finding those guys. You know, they knew that they were going well, and we got the ball to those guys in areas that they're really good in.
And the other thing is a very 10-2 on a road, I believe, for you guys wrapping up the regular season. You guys seem to play and settle in nicely on the road in a lot of these games.
Yeah, we're significantly better in the road than we are at home, and that's something we got to get corrected, and we don't have a short amount of time.
All right, Coach, well, we will see you at some point next week.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Gary Stewart joining us here on the post-game interview brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. We'll take a look at the final stats after this break. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFM Sports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit Stevenson.edu/alumni.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Lebanon Valley College and the final. Stevenson wins 76-73 over Lebanon Valley. Let's quickly look over the final stats of the game here, and we take a look at total points with Christian Roberts at 20, Eric Fisher at 21. Eric Fisher, a resounding performance for him. Christian Roberts, a great performance as well. Fisher, 9 of 14 from the field, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. Christian Roberts, 8 of 11 from the field, 3 of 4 from behind the arc, and 21 and 20 apiece were the leading scorers. Justin Kuntz with 10, Colby Jacobena with 10, Sean Farr with 8, Chris Day with 6, Ryan Hill with 1, and that totaled 76. For Lebanon Valley, a very valiant effort by the Dutchman today. Kevin Agnew, what can you say about him? He continues to light up the scorers page, 27 points as he's done for his entire career, 9 of 21 from the field for him. Andy Orr, 12 points, really heated up in the second half, 5 of 12 from the field, 9 for Bergeson, 6 for Pappas, 12 for Conrad, 4 of 6 from behind the arc, all of those by the three-pointer, Ricky Bug for 4, and Zach Morozik with 3 for a total of 73 for the Dutchman. Stevenson, in terms of the team stats, Stevenson coming in with a shooting 56% from the field for the game, Lebanon Valley 47% from three-point land, Stevenson 62%, Lebanon Valley 38%, and Lebanon Valley 93% from the line, 13 of 14, Stevenson 66%. Dutchman out-rebounded Stevenson by 2, 30-28. And there were four total lead changes in the game, and Stevenson had 18 assists versus 17 for Lebanon Valley, 12 turnovers for Stevenson, 10 for Lebanon Valley. A very clean game from a turnover standpoint. 3 blocks apiece, 5 steals for Stevenson, 3 for Lebanon Valley, and points off the turnovers, 14 for Stevenson, 11 for Lebanon Valley. We take a look at the other stats in terms of rebounds real quick. The rebounds spread around between Justin Kuntz with 5, Sean Farr with 5 for Stevenson, leading in that category. For Lebanon Valley, Andy Orr and Luke Bergeson and Travis Conrad each had Andy Orr and Luke Bergeson each had 5. Stevenson, 6 rebounds for Kuntz and 6 rebounds for Farr and 5 for Fisher. Assist-wise, Justin Kuntz, 7 assists for Stevenson as a 6'7 forward. What a day for him. In Lebanon Valley, 6 assists for Kevin Agnew to go along with 27 points. Not a bad performance for them. Stevenson improves to 10-6 in the Commonwealth Conference right now, and that pretty much avoids them of being the number 5 seed. So they could be either number 3 or number 4, and both are drastically different. Number 3, they're on the road and they play Wednesday. Number 4 seed, they play at home on Monday. So it depends on what they want here in the game. So, and they would definitely not would like to play Monday, even though it would be a road game. It would be less of a road to the championship if they can get the have Alvernia lose in that game right now and come up with the 3 seed. Right now, however, Alvernia is leading Albright 51-46. So if that score holds up, it will be Alvernia in the 3 and Stevenson in the 4. Special thanks to our executive producer Steve Clendenin from SFMSports.net, and special thanks to all of you for listening. The final score, Stevenson 76, Lebanon Valley 73. I'm Rob Dawson. Good night from Anvil.
This has been a presentation of Stevenson University Mustangs basketball from sfmsports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Get game recaps and more at gomustangsports.com, the official home of Stevenson University Athletics.